retirement. It's supposed to be a time of leisure. You've worked all these decades, and now it's time to kick back, enjoy life, have a beer, reap the benefits of all those years of work.
A big part of that, of course, is having some money with which to kick back, including a monthly Social Security check from the government. And most every American will get one. You can get it starting at age 62. And the average amount of this check is about $1,400.
It is a major source of income for an awful lot of people.
A third of households depend solely on Social Security.
At least for now. The annual report from the trustees of Social Security and Medicare just came out, and it had some news.
It really did. This year, Social Security will be paying out more in checks than it is taking in. In other words, it's paying out more than it's taking in revenue. And that's the first time it's happened in 40 years. So Social Security is going to have to dip into its savings.
And that savings is going to run out by 2034, unless something changes.
That's right. In 15 years, Social Security will officially not be solvent, according to the latest estimates. This is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, Social Security. Why it's running out of money, what that means, and what we could do about it.
All the answers are on the table. You and I, if we sat down for 15 minutes, could put together a package that would solve the problem.
And really?
Yeah.
Do you want to sit down and solve Social Security right now?
Today's episode is the first of two in a row where we're going to look at the retirement conundrum in the U.S. First up, Social Security.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform. Invest in high-growth companies of the future, innovating in clean water, renewable energy, and medical breakthroughs. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/indicator.
Social Security is a huge program. It is the biggest line item in the federal budget. Lindsay Kashkarian is with the Institute for Policy Studies. And you have spent a lot of time looking at all things federal budget.
Yes, I do. It's all I do. it's $4 trillion. That's really hard to imagine. Almost nothing gets measured in trillions, but this is one thing that does. So it's a huge thing, and a whole big bunch of it goes to what I know you're interested in today, which is Social Security.
We spend about $1 trillion a year on Social Security. It is a quarter of the federal budget. As a country, we spend more on Social Security than anything else.
More than defense, more than Medicare, more than Medicaid. But Social Security is not paid for in the same way as those other programs are paid for.
Social Security is this rare beast within the federal budget that actually has its own dedicated funding source.
Right, because it gets taken out of our paychecks every month.
That's right.
So, Cardiff, I don't know about you, but when I got my first paycheck, I remember looking at it and being like, who is FICA? Why are they taking all of my money?
But it actually stands for Federal Insurance Contributions Act. About 6% of your paycheck goes to Social Security. That's the FICA tax. And then employers also make a contribution to the government that totals 6% of your paycheck.
Now, that's a lot of money. More money than the program needed, actually. It would take the FICA money, send out millions of checks every month, and it would still have this little chunk of money left over, and it would put that in a savings account. That savings would kind of hang out, earning interest. Until this year.
This year, the FICA money won't be enough. Social Security will have to dip into its savings to cover all the checks that it needs to send out to retirees.
So what happened?
What happened is that we got older. What happened is that we have this large generation, the baby boomers, who are older, and the ratio of how many working people who are paying into Social Security to how many people retiring who are pulling out of Social Security has changed.
Actually, that equation has been coming down the pike for quite a while.
Were you surprised when the news came out?
So there's no news in this report.
Alicia Minnell is the director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
We have known for the last 30 years that Social Security was going to have a 75-year deficit. As the baby boom retires, the scary part is that it's really getting close. We need to do something, or else people will see an across-the-board benefit cut of, 25%, because that's all the system can pay.
How big of a deal is Social Security to the retirement of Americans?
It is the backbone of the retirement system. A third of households depend solely on Social Security.
A third of retired households live on Social Security exclusively. That $1,400 a month check, give or take, is their money for rent, food, gas, all the basics. Cutting that check by 25%, Alicia says, would be devastating. So the Social Security shortage has to be solved. And actually, Alicia says, knowing how to solve it is the easy part.
You and I, if we sat down for 15 minutes, could put together a package that would solve the problem.
And really?
Yes.
Do you want to sit down and solve Social Security right now?
And Alicia says the main thing that has to be decided right now is whether we want to either cut benefits, so cut how much people get in their Social Security amount each month, or raise the amount that gets taken out of our paycheck each month in taxes that go to pay Social Security.
So option one, raising taxes. Now, this could mean a few things. First, just more money could come out of our paychecks every month. We could all make bigger FICA payments.
And this, by the way, is the option that Alicia likes the best. So if we increased employees' taxes by 1.4% and the employer contribution went up by the same 1.4%, then the system would have all the money it needed for the next 75 years. That would be about 8% of our paycheck going to FICA instead of what it is right now, a little more than 6%.
Option number two, we could raise the cap on the FICA tax. So right now, Social Security taxes only apply to about $128,000 of a person's salary. So if you make more than that, the additional amount isn't taxed. If you make, let's say, $1 million a year, you will only pay Social Security taxes on the first $128,000 of that.
Then there's the cutting benefits side of things. So one option there is an across-the-board cut of Social Security benefits of 25%. You could also raise the retirement age. Alicia says the problem there is that it would hit lower income people especially hard. One final option, you could give fewer benefits to rich people.
I mean, so Social Security is this very interesting benefit because everyone gets it. Warren Buffett gets it. What about that? What about not paying out Social Security to the very wealthiest Americans?
You could do that, but I mean, the reason that it's such a good program is that Warren Buffett gets it.
Alicia says one of the reasons that Social Security is such an effective program is that it is everyone's program that protects it politically.
It has no stigma attached to it. There's nobody, you know, there's no sort of disadvantaged group to dislike. We're all in it together, and that preserves support for the program.
Also, Alicia points out, Warren Buffett paid way more into Social Security than he has taken out. So even though he gets a Social Security check, Warren has been a net contributor.
But there is actually another option. You could get funding for Social Security from somewhere else. It doesn't all have to come from this one specific part of our paychecks. It could be funded in other ways, the ways that everything else is funded in the congressional budget, which funds Medicare and Medicaid. Social Security could be funded from the general stream of tax revenue that the government takes in every year. Or, if we're really desperate, the government could just borrow money to fund it.
Alicia says the problem with that is that then Social Security might become political and vulnerable to cuts the same way that Medicare and Medicaid are. So politicians are kind of stuck. They are either going to have to raise taxes for all working people, which nobody really wants to do, or they can cut Social Security benefits.
Lindsay Kashkarian with the Institute for Policy Studies does not think benefits will be cut. She thinks ultimately taxes will be raised. And that could mean that Social Security, this trillion-dollar program, could become an even bigger part of the federal budget than it already is.
I mean, so much of our budget, 25% of the federal budget, that's so much.
It is so much, but I think we like that. You know, I think that we can grow to be comfortable with the idea that we have these programs that make our lives better and that it's worth it. Most of us will pay into Social Security for our entire lives. We may not like seeing it when we look at our pay stub and see that line where the money comes out. But, you know, on the other side of it, when we get our benefits, we sure like that. And I think we all like the fact that, you know, grandma can afford her groceries because she gets this check and that, you know, we don't have to see her struggling.
And tomorrow, for the second of our two-part series on retirement, we are going to take a look at how much younger workers should be saving for retirement and how much they actually are saving.